Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, why talk about clutter control? I think I do that at least once a year. Probably the reason is I still kind of struggle with clutter control here and there. And as one of the reasons, I guess that we're going to be doing a little clutter control at KJAN today. Haven't done that for a while, so we're going to be cleaning out. So I opened my top desk drawer and going, there are things in there that I have not needed and that I have not looked at for I'm not sure how many years, and started pitching stuff pretty fast. But we could also, I guess, relate clutter control to spring house cleaning. Do you do spring house cleaning? People used to do that, you know, they, especially in the spring, they probably did some in the fall, but spring house cleaning was major. You know, all the carpets came up if they had those that weren't nailed down. We really go back in history. I want to go back just a little bit in history, you know, in the 1800s and into the 1900s. Spring house cleaning was a major, major thing because that was the time when everything got ultra cleaned. But they didn't have, unless you're talking about people with lots and lots of money like we see on Downton Abbey or something. Let's talk about everyday people. When you look at homes, they didn't have much clutter control problem because, first of all, they didn't have any closets. You know, they either hung things on pegs or they had a little armoire. And so they didn't have spaces to store things, and they didn't need them because they didn't have so much stuff. So, you know, you'd look at yourself and myself and say, why do I have all that stuff? Is it because I need it to feel safe? Is it because I feel like, oh, I really feel more comfortable because I have all this stuff? Or maybe it's because people have given us things and they're good memories. You know, why do we have all this stuff? So a part of clutter control actually is kind of mind control. Why am I doing this? And a second question as we think about getting rid of things is to take a look at a space, whether it's a bathroom, a living room, a family room, whatever. What do I want to happen in this space? What am I going to use this space for? And that might be a clue as to what should get out of that room. And also kind of motivation. Why is it that you're even thinking about clutter control if you are, or spring cleaning? Why do you want to do that? Well, it might be because I can't find things, you know. I can't find that piece of paper I wanted. I can't find the notebook I wanted. I can't find, right now, I can't find some shoes I wanted. I'm not sure. I know they're stored appropriately, but I don't know what place that was in. So, you know, it's why are we concerned? And a lot of it does have to do with a kind of a mental thing. And also, if we can find what we need when we need it, it saves so much time. So there's a time issue. And so how do we start? Well, it depends, I think, on where you're at. Some people are, I know I have several friends who, they really don't have a clutter control issue because everything is neat and clean and they always keep it that way. Yeah, not so much in my house. But you can do quick and dirty, you know, high-speed cleaning is pretty low level. Or you can, at this time of year, maybe you are motivated to do a bit more deep cleaning, deep, really get into clutter control. But talking high speed, the other morning I was in a waiting room and the TV was on one of those morning shows, and they were demonstrating what you can do in 1 minute to kind of clean up your space. It was, you know, pretty revealing what they do. It was a matter of, you know, shuffling some papers, lining them up, getting rid of some of those, putting the pillows back where they belong. This happened to be a living room. Just kind of, it was a straightening up thing. But 1 minute, it was amazing. So think about what you could do in 5 minutes in one room. Now that's high speed, quick and dirty, just kind of the top level. Then if you're getting more serious, you still need to take a look at how much time. Do you have an hour? Do you have a day? How much time do you want to devote to this getting things in order? And then that determines what it is you're going to tackle. You know, are you going to dump everything out of a dresser drawer, completely clean it out, and then restart? Or maybe just one drawer at a time? Oh, what is it that you want to get done in the given time? And then pick something that you can get done in that time. Otherwise, what happens, you get everything out of the drawer and you run out of time, and now there's a bigger mess to clean up. So it you don't want that to happen. Also, if you're going to get pretty serious about this, more of the quick and dirty, then you need a little preparation. And one of those, after, you know, how much time do you have to spend, what area are you going to start with, is, okay, you need, and I've said this and you've read this 100 times, you need to have that, those trash bags, those whatever you're going to put, what you're going to throw away in, got to have that ready. And then I think you need another container that's for the things that are in this space that you really do need to keep, and somehow they've got put down in this space, but they really belong to another space. And if you go deliver it at that time, that's going to interrupt the flow of getting the job done. So just have a box, some kind of container, a space where you can put those things that really go to another room or another drawer, whatever it is you're working on, and then do that at a little bit later time. And then finally, of course, you know, there is that container for the things that are still usable that you want to donate. And we have a number of places locally, and I think almost every town around has some place where you can donate usable kinds of things. Remember, if you can't wear it because it's stained and the buttons are missing or there's rip, you know, oh yeah, that could be fixed. Yeah, but probably somebody else isn't going to want it either. So take a look around. Other people can use some of the things that you're not going to use. So plan to donate them and then get those boxes ready, get them labeled, get them out of the house as soon as you can. In the past, I guess, I went way back, but, you know, because we didn't need clutter control, those resources perhaps were not so available. And I think it's really been interesting to look at articles in magazines, articles in the newspaper, go on the web. There are tons of articles and suggestions and books that you can get to talk about decluttering. So, again, I think that says that a lot of us have too much stuff. But one of the popular magazines, perhaps at your house, perhaps not, is Oprah. It was Clutter Control was featured on the front page, on the color front page cover of her magazine not very long ago about doing clutter control. And she's had experts on her program and so on in terms of keeping those things under control. It is a health issue. It is a mental issue. And so you ask yourself, is too much stuff draining you? Well, some things related to health, for instance, if there's things stacked on your steps, that's a health issue too. Perhaps it adds to that thing about falling down. There is health issue, for instance, makeup. Sometimes we want to try something out. Perhaps it's even hand lotion, other kinds of salves, medicines, and so on that get stuck in our cupboards, and they're really too old, and so they need to be disposed of appropriately because that is a health issue. And then, of course, some things even lead to mold and mildew and those kinds of things, another great cause of some people's allergies. And there is one person, and perhaps more than one, that says that clutter may be even making you fat. And he's written a book that says, does this clutter make my butt look fat? Well, again, there's lots of psychological, physical, all kinds of things, all kinds of reasons we need to get some clutter control, whether you're going to do it in a minute, 5 minutes, a half a day, whatever it is, set your time and get busy and you'll feel so good. One little rule I've been following, if I buy a new piece of clothing, I have to get rid of one. I can't believe the space I have in my closet, and I do think twice before I buy something. Until next time, why does someone believe you when you say there are 4 billion stars, but check when you say the paint is wet?